Hello and welcome to episode 45 of the Legendary Frogcast. This is a mini cast. You know what a mini cast is, guys?
It's a cast with Minnie Mouse and other Disney characters.
And a mini driver.
Yeah.
That means it probably won't be very long. But this is about the first day of E3, which is a few of the press conferences.
Actually, this isn't technically the first day of E3. It's actually the day before the first day of E3.
That was a horrible introduction, but I'm tired. So I don't care.
But, you know, I will say this, for a convention that supposedly hasn't even started, it's had quite a badass day.
It was a pretty good day, I thought. But first, we have Dustin Watts. Hi, Dustin.
Hoi, hoi.
And Richard Farrow. Hi, Richard.
Yo.
Okay.
Just off the record, who missed what? So.
Yeah, who didn't watch E3? Who just wrote about it?
I will tell you. The only things I paid attention to were things that were Halo-related and Mass Effect-related. So, apart from that, not going to be that much conversation.
So, before we get into E3, Richard, you saw X-Men First Class, right?
That is correct.
Give us a very brief review of it.
Brief review? Very brief. This movie is the best in the series. It is better than the original trilogy. If you are a fan of Marvel, X-Men, or just plain old awesome action movies, see this movie. It is really good.
How does it compare to X2, which is one of the better superhero movies?
It is it's on the same par as X2. It's like you need to ask me in like say in a month or two if I think that which one is better, because you know it's like that first effect of the movie is still sinking in, but it is a very good movie.
Is it more of a wow, this was a good movie, or is it wow, this movie wasn't horrible?
No, it was a wow, this is a really good movie. Honestly, I walked out of the theater thinking they should have started the series with this movie. Mm. They honestly should have started this way, rather than start with like the first X-Men.
Well, I think Wolverine and Cyclops and all those people are a lot more recognizable.
Yeah.
I mean, this one, it has a couple of the same characters, but most of them are people we haven't seen before, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And there's a couple of winks, but and if people who have a sharp eye will notice it. Mm. But
real quick, does this movie stay within continuity, or does it break the continuity, or does it?
Funny story. I was it does do a lot of continuity, but I watched the first X-Men with my friends. And there's just a bunch of nitpicky things that I started noticing, like, wait a minute, they said that in that movie and that didn't happen. Hmm. But it's like, apart from that, it does its best.
I don't think it really matters at this point.
Yeah, I think it's like they're retconning a lot of it.
Yeah, I mean, like, even Wolverine wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
In the continuity of it. So X-Men First Class is a thumbs up, it seems like, which is good. I think a lot of people were worried about that movie.
Oh, I would like to say one brief thing. Yes, I know about the DC reboot. No, I will not talk about it.
That's another weird thing. We need to get Randy on here when he's not busy changing diapers. See what he thinks about that.
Oh yes, Mr. Randy Coopers is now a father.
Oh, let's get this out of the way too. Congratulations to my sister, who had a baby over the weekend.
Oh, congratulations. Okay.
Babies are coming out of everywhere.
You didn't know she was pregnant?
I didn't know that. You never told me this.
I never told Rich, but I thought Dustin knew.
I know. I mean, congratulations. I didn't know it happened over the weekend.
Yeah,
I mean,
she had a C-section. The baby was perfectly healthy, but he wasn't turned around all the way. So they had to do an operation, but everyone's fine. She's back at home. And from what I understand, and recovering, his name is Jack. He's cute.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations, Uncle Joey.
Yep, Uncle Joey. All right, let's get to E3.
Alrighty. Fun times.
I only watched the Sony press conference, but I was reading live blogs of the Microsoft one.
I missed the Microsoft one completely. Hmm. And so I suggest we come back to this later, like when we do the big E3 podcast and we give our impressions there, since we don't have birth impressions for the Microsoft one.
Well, let's just do the idea of kind of the big things. One, they announced officially two Halo games, a remake of the first one, and Halo 4.
What'd you think of that, by the way?
I knew there was going to be another Halo. I'm a little surprised they called it Halo 4. Apparently, it's a brand new a trilogy of games starring Master Chief.
Yeah, it's, you know, quite frankly, I think it's. I'm not a fan of. I'll tell you this. I'm a fan of the remastered version for Halo Combat Evolved because I think that it's good because obviously the graphics for the first Halo game are not. They don't compare in the slightest to the graphics for Halo Reach or some of the newer games. So it's an interesting idea to kind of introduce this idea that you can have a co-op now.
Yeah.
There's going to be a multiplayer and everything. But this whole thing with Halo 4, it really seems like it's a cash cow now. It's no longer they're trying to get a good story.
It's really hard to know that until we actually see it. Like, would you say that BioShock Infinite is a cash cow? Because that turns out is a brand new game, brand new concepts, and all that stuff. Like, Halo 4 might be kind of the same. Like, it may star Master Chief, but I guess it's still called Halo, so I wonder if it's going to involve the Halos at all.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, the Covenant's been taken care of, so what else is there to do?
You know, I still haven't played Halo 2, or 3, or Reach, or Wars.
But, I mean, let's examine the situation. How many times has there been a franchise that's been very, very successful? And then, just like, you know, you have the trilogy, like the whole archetype that there's three specific parts of the story, and then it's over. And then suddenly, the company that makes these films or games is like, wait a minute, we're not making any money out of these anymore. So why don't we just make another story? And then the people who created them are like, but big company, the story is finished. Why should we continue this? Well, because I got a bunch of greenbacks that I'm going to pay you with. If you don't do like, and if you don't do it, well, then sayonara.
Well, this isn't Bungie anymore. It's kind of like ex-Bungie people that made their own company.
No,
these are the people from Bungie who were like, they liked getting paid by Microsoft to continue to make games. Like, but the rest of Bungie were people who were like, we decided that we think that Halo is good the way it is, and we're going to do something else. But
Like, this isn't Bungie. It's another first party or whatever.
In other words, Bungie gave up their money hats.
Oh, yeah, we've known about that. Like, I'm surprised they hung on to Halo as long as they did.
Yeah.
So another Halo. We'll see what comes with that. See if it's worth existing or not.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing, with Halo, you can't really screw up that bad.
I mean, if it's a brand new story, a brand new locations, and I guess it still stars Master Chief. Like, it's a brand new series, more or less.
So, pretty much.
Yeah. Maybe they'll tie it in with the first game somehow. Like, we don't really know. I've never played Halo, so I'm kind of indifferent about it. But one of my friends who's really into Halo was like, "Yeah, Halo, woo!"
Yeah.
So I am into Mass Effect.
Yes.
I completely missed everything Mass Effect related, and I'm sad.
They didn't really give out a whole bunch of information about Mass Effect 3, this kind of stuff we knew, but they did announce the Kinect support.
That, which I found to be interesting. Now, Joey, did you go online and did you take a look at all the additional footage that they had, like, for the different walkthroughs for the game?
Well, I saw a video with a conversation with Mordrin. That's really all I saw.
Yeah, because there's actually, I know what you're talking about, but there's also an expansion upon that. They show a whole bunch of gameplay where you're fighting against Cerberus operatives.
Oh yeah, that are kind of controlled by the Geth.
Yeah, which that's interesting because I heard somebody
say the Reapers.
Yeah, apparently the Reapers are like Cerberus is now working with the Reapers, which I'm not really sure how that works, because why would the elusive man start working for the Reapers unless he was indoctrinated?
Which is, well, in one of the books which I've read, there's a character that only exists in the novels, but Cerberus has Reaper technology. They took it from a sovereign, and they implanted it in this character. And the Geth had then the Reapers had control over this character, just like they did with Saren. And I'm guessing that's what happens with the rest of them. But it has a few new gameplay things, like Shepard has a Omni Blade, they call it. So for melee attacks, he can do rolls. Apparently, they're improving the combat even more. But the Kinect stuff is you can give commands to your teammates, like you can say, Lyara attack or Garrus fall back or use a singularity, and they'll do that thing without going to a menu.
Interesting.
Which I won't be able to take advantage of that since I don't have Kinect, but that sounds pretty neat. You can also do it during a conversations without using button inputs. You can just say the response on the screen, and Shepard will do that command. So,
do you think Kelly is going to be showing up again in this game?
Kelly could be dead in your Mass Effect game, so we'll see. Apparently Shepard is still on the Normandy 2. He escapes from Earth during the Reaper attack, and he's off on a mission to unite the different armies and of all the species to go fight the Reapers.
Hey guys, hey. I hate to say this, but there was more going on at E3 than Mass Effect, and
there's so much about Mass Effect to talk about.
Mass Effect is so good, but yeah,
this is a mini podcast, guys. We gotta move along. Okay.
Other Microsoft things, they had a lot of Kinect stuff. Microsoft, they have like a Fable Kinect game. Didn't they have some Rare stuff that's like a sequel to their sports game, something like that?
I saw that Disney. There's gonna be like a Disneyland Kinect game.
Now my question to you guys is this. Have either of you like even used a Kinect?
No.
So I used it once. I was at Best Buy and I saw a Kinect and I kinda just was walked in front of it as like, I'll give this a shot and see how it works. I mean, I don't really see the big deal, and I'm starting to wonder, I'm wondering if it takes away from the gameplay.
Well, we have like the two things that I think is going to work well with it. One is like the Mass Effect thing where you're just issuing commands. You're not waving your hand around or anything. Then you have like the Fable thing, which I think is kind of like an on-rail shooting game where you use hand motions to cast spells. That's a good thing with it too. But you can't really have games with it. You know, you're not going to have Gears of War with the using your hands to shoot people. I mean, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little finger guns.
Yeah.
I think Kinect works best for sports games. Like those Olympic games where you're doing like the spear throw sort of thing, like the discus. But I mean, beyond that, it doesn't really seem very practical. I just, in my opinion, nothing beats the just the Xbox 360 controller.
What about Dance Central?
That's another example of a good use of the Kinect, and you can't do that with the Move, but you can do so much more with the Move is the problem.
Well, I guess okay, sports games and dance games.
Well, for some people, that's worth it to them.
I think that's the audience they were going for. They were going for the Wii audience with the Kinect.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this: I'm really happy that, and I know you don't want me to go back to Mass Effect, but I will just say I'm happy that the game does not require the Kinect.
Oh yeah, they would never do that. But a week, last week, sometime they had the box art leak, and on it had the big purple ribbon that said like better with Kinect, and I was like, oh, what are they gonna do to Mass Effect with the Kinect?
Oh, you know how I mentioned the Shepard thing? How I have a Shepard Twitter account. Do you know what he said in response to that?
What'd he say?
No, he's like, what's this crap about the Kinect making me better? I believe I'm making the Kinect better.
Yeah, like I said, I think stuff like that is good practical use for the hardcore gamer to use the Kinect is for these just like squad based commands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But okay, so that's what else was at Microsoft? Like I don't really.
Oh, there was Wait. Did anybody notice the Sesame Street game?
There was a Sesame Street game?
That the one that Double Fine's doing?
Yeah.
I heard about it, but I didn't see anything about it.
I'm intrigued. I'll say that. Just by the mention of it, I am intrigued.
Well, we knew it existed, so.
Was there a mention of Modern Warfare 3?
I think they did have something with that.
Yeah, you know, I'm hearing a lot of things about Modern Warfare 3. It's interesting because it really they're really straying away from the whole Modern Warfare. It's now more like it's futuristic Warfare 3.
I don't know much about that series. So, oh, here's something big. Minecraft on XBLA.
Oh yeah, I saw that and I was like, oh god.
Okay, now explain this in layman's terms. What exactly?
What is Minecraft?
Yeah, what in God's name is this
game?
It
is a sandbox game where you can build stuff by altering your environment, and at the same time, monsters are trying to kill you, and you go into caves and mine diamonds.
It's interesting. I don't get it either. Don't worry.
You have it's one of these games where you have to play it to get it. Yeah, I don't know what to say. It's a building game where if you choose, there are monsters that will kill you.
Are they made of rock and mineral stuff? I don't know. Are they made of blocks?
They're just all made of blocks. Yeah. But Minecraft on 360, I think is going to be really good. Because it'd be even easier to play with other people.
Interesting.
So.
Right. Oh, wait, here's something I personally didn't get a chance to look at it, but I'm wondering, did any of you see anything about Star Wars The Old Republic?
No.
You know, they had a trailer.
I missed it all.
We can have an entire podcast about that and my worries about it.
What, The Old Republic? Are you telling? Okay, so is it another one of those really cinematic trailers that has really good visual quality and all that business?
Well, I don't know, but if I had to guess, probably yes.
You know what I find interesting about that? If you're going to have a trailer that has fantastic cinematic qualities to it, like it's like nothing you've ever seen before, because that was pretty much what it was for that second Old Republic trailer where you had all these soldiers like attacking all those Sith Jedi and everything. I mean, if you're going to have that level of quality, wouldn't it be nice if the quality of the video game was on the same par as the quality in the trailer? And I know that's like, you know, we don't really have video games that are like that yet. Yeah. And true, this is also a multiplayer, which means that it's probably not – it wouldn't work because obviously that'd be way too much information. Your computer wouldn't melt
up here, and it's the intro cinematic, and it is pre-rendered, so –
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just, in my opinion, I think that if you're going to have a trailer that awesome, you should kind of make the graphics of the game that awesome.
Well, I mean, they have games like World of Warcraft, which is a 7-year-old game. They have these, like, gorgeous intro cinematics, but the thing is that they only have one of them for, like, each expansion that's only a few minutes long. But so you're not really confused about what the game is.
I tell you what, Blizzard puts everything, it puts their all into those cinematics, because those are some of the best animated cinematics.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty, and these Old Republic ones are pretty good. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're fantastic.
I mean, yeah, they're
honestly, it makes me wish that the animated Clone Wars, why can't they make a TV show on the same level of graphics as the Clone Wars TV show, but just make it for, like, the Old Republic?
It'd be too expensive.
Yeah,
to do graphics like that.
I'm not saying to use the same graphics that are from there, but just like, I mean, I would love to see a TV show about the Old Republic that's made with the same like programs that they used to make the Clone Wars.
Well, that's what the art style kind of looks like in Old Republic. It looks a little bit like Clone Wars, but moving on.
Yes, we're. I was about to say.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm.
This is a mini cast. It's going to be an hour. They had a Far Cry 3 and stuff.
Which I was actually at GOG at the Far Cry 3 demo they had going on.
The new Xbox Live experience.
The new Xbox.
Okay, so they also had Ubisoft had a conference.
The first thing they showed was Rayman Origins, which that game looked fun.
Is that a 3DS game?
No, it's I think it might be Xbox Live Arcade and PSN. But it looks gorgeous and it looks like it plays awesome.
I remember Rayman 2 was a lot of fun.
Now there, yes. Then there's also Assassin's Creed Revelations,
which that looked like it might be.
I just played through Assassin's Creed 2, and Assassin's Creed 2 is pretty great. And I heard Brotherhood is good as well, and so I have high hopes for this game.
My one gripe about the Assassin's Creed series, like, is how they started with Altair. And Assassin's Creed 1 was fantastic. And then you have Assassin's Creed 2. I didn't actually get the chance to ever play that game, but I mean, you have, you obviously have a new setting and you have a new character, Ezio. And then the following ones, they're all following Ezio. I think it would have been great if they had continued that trend of, you know, maybe having a different age set for.
I'm sure Assassin's Creed 3 is going to be a brand new character. These three Assassin's Creed games do tie in with Altair. Actually, the third game seems to be all about Altair. But I can't really get into
all that, still so. Need to I one day want to finish Assassin's Creed and Assassin's Creed 2, but
it's I didn't really like the first Assassin's Creed. I thought it was way too repetitive. But Assassin's Creed 2 was really good.
No, what I loved about Assassin's Creed was I felt like Spider-Man. I was running around. I was climbing everything. It was great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's fun.
And also, Ezio is a really good character, too. So yeah. I don't really mind that they're making more games based on him.
Man, I tell you what, Ezio looks all kind of rugged.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like...
Oh, sorry.
Let's see here. But we need to... Let's
they
see
had
what
else a, oh, I heard a blurb that Beyond Good and Evil 2... is planned for the next generation of consoles.
Yeah, they didn't show anything at the Ubisoft conference about.
Oh yeah, they're not going to for that game for.
Oh, yeah.
A couple more years at least.
Let's see here. What else was at the Ubi? Let's see here. A bunch of casual stuff.
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier.
Oh yes, that looked pretty awesome.
They're still making Tom Clancy games.
Yes, at the. Dude, Tom Clancy games are why Ubisoft is still around.
Splinter Cell like began going downhill a little bit, and none of the other games did that well. But maybe I was wrong.
The Splinter Cell series may be on the decline, but the Ghost Recon series is on the rise.
Wasn't there a Capcom press conference?
No, there was a Konami. There was a Konami video. It was okay. If a bit odd there at the end with you know, the usual Kojima nut jobbery.
What is that company doing?
They're working on a new engine called the Fox Engine. It looks pretty good, but they're not really saying what games they're working on. However, they do say Metal Gear Solid Rising is set to come out in 2012.
That game still exists?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They did re-announce the Metal Gear Solid collection and the Zone of the Enders collection for HD collections for the PS3 and the 360.
That's good.
Which I'm like, yay.
When I think Metal Gear, the only thing I can think about is the decline of video gaming.
So, Metal Gear HD Connect, a collection.
That's Metal Gear Solid 2, 3, and Peace Walker.
No Metal Gear 1.
No. And then there's the whole transferring thing that Konami's hyping, where you can actually transfer, as that's the term, your save game from the PS3 to the PSP version of Peace Walker. And they're working on other games that can do that, but...
Yeah, they had some examples of that in the PSN, in the PlayStation thing. And Steam's been doing that with their stuff.
Yeah, let's see here. Yes, Zone of the... Oh, and Mega 64 did the trailer for the weirdest trailer I've ever seen for a video game ever. I mean that. And it was for the HD collections.
Really? Wait, yeah. What was weird about it, though?
It was Mega 64. Do I even have to elaborate?
I need to look it up, because not really sure.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what it does, or this is the thing.
Oh, you have to. It's something to behold. Oh, let's see here. Oh, yeah, Silent Hill Collection, which is 2 and 3.
These collections seem to be missing out on games.
There's quite a few collections coming. Let's see here. Just across the board, there's the Ico and Shadow Colossus HD collection. There's the God of War Origins, which is the two PSP games for the PS collection, which is they're porting those to the PS3.
It's pretty neat.
Let's see here. There's.
They need to get a Jack and Daxter collection.
Wasn't there? I know there's a Starhawk
game.
Oh, what?
The Starhawk game. It sounds like Star Fox.
Oh, is that from the? That's from the Sony conference. That looked pretty neat.
I didn't get a chance to see it.
Let's see. Oh, well, I guess we're moving on to the Sony conference.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to suddenly like jump over from one to the other. But I mean, if you guys want to.
Well,
they had an EA one too, but I know they talked about Mass Effect, but I don't know what they talked about.
Yeah, we didn't. I missed the EA one too, so we're just gonna let's skip straight to Sony. What the hell?
All right,
it's Sony. Uncharted 3. Oh, one other game, Tomb Raider.
Oh yeah, Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah, I heard good things about that trailer. I heard
trailer. Like I have faith in that game now.
It's about time.
It was just a cinematic trailer, but they have a really cool premise in this one. I think it's going to be neat.
Let's see here. Let's see what else is... Okay, at the Sony conference, we had... Yes, Uncharted 3, which looked awesome.
Mm-hmm. The reason I want a PlayStation 3 is for Uncharted.
Not a bad reason. Let's see here. Yep. Oh, a new Sly Cooper game.
Yep, Sly 4.
Woo.
The start of a new trilogy, just like Halo.
How many times have I heard that? If I had a nickel for every time I've heard the start of a new trilogy for an ongoing series, I would have a lot of nickels, and I would buy a gun and shoot myself.
It's not a bad thing. It's better than trying to force the existing story on. Just make a brand new story.
Well, let's see here. We'll get into that trilogy group is something else entirely, and we'll get into that. We could do a whole podcast on trilogy group.
We have.
Yeah, we did do it.
Yeah.
We could do another one.
Probably. they have a Resistance 3.
Which actually looked pretty neat.
Yeah, from what I hear, like that series has always been kind of middle of the road. Which is sad, because it's Insomniac.
Oh, speaking of Insomniac, did y'all see... Okay, Ubisoft. It was EA. Showed up. That was the one part of the EA conference I saw was the trailer for the game that Insomniac's being put out for them. And I tell you, it looks like it's going to be a co-op kind of action shooter.
That's a company that I have no idea how they have their game scheduled the way they do.
And Insomniac. Oh my god, that was a pretty damn hilarious trailer too. I mean, it was classic Insomniac humor, but with kind of, it's like a weird hybrid between like the look, kind of a almost cartoonish look, just a little bit somewhere in between Resistance and maybe Team Fortress 2 as far as realism.
My friend said that someone's making a DC Comics based class based shooter, which is weird.
Alright, let's see. But yeah, what was it? Oh, Overstrike. That's the name of it. Definitely, that game definitely looks worth checking out. Let's see.
I was gonna ask you this, but I mean, apart from the ones that were on today, what else from E3 are you actually looking forward to? Because I mean, apart from Mass Effect 3 and like, I mean, anything that is Halo related, I mean. Mm-hmm. I the only thing that really caught my attention was this thing from Nintendo that they're saying that, like, this is apparently a new console, Project Cafe.
Oh yeah, I mean that's going to be announced tomorrow. So.
Oh yeah, Nintendo's pretty much got this E3 in the bag, unless their new console is like a complete monstrosity. I mean that it's like fish in a barrel.
Yeah, like that's what I'm looking forward to. It's always about Nintendo. Like, I want to see what the heck Nintendo's doing. Because the Wii is just
guys, I don't think. I hate to say this, but we aren't through with Sony. We still got to talk about one thing with Sony.
The Vita,
which, yeah.
Okay, that Uncharted demo on the Vita. That touchscreen looks so awkward.
And the fact that they've got a touch pad on the back.
Well, now that looks cool. I mean, they had that stuff with like a Mod Nation Racers and a couple other games where you use the back touchscreen or pad and looked pretty neat. But yeah, with that Uncharted PSP or a PS Vita game where you climb ledges by tapping it.
Well, and
like, thank goodness tapping, you don't. Thank goodness just, you don't have to do that. But
actually, it wasn't just tapping; they were actually drawing the path of where to go.
Yeah, that just seemed unnecessary, but. Oh yeah, it's a super powerful PSP, and hopefully it has a better reception than the PSP did.
Huh. Interesting.
Yep.
Fascinating.
So you know, but I look at this Project Cafe. My best guess for what this thing is that it's probably going to be Nintendo's response to other, like, you know how Nintendo has never really been one for I don't know. The quality, because I mean they've always been one for like just like the gameplay. Because I mean the Wii obviously has very good kinetics for gameplay, but it really it doesn't have a lot for, you know, like the HD, you know, incredible like scenery and all that business. I think that they're going to actually try and do something with this Project Cafe.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure I can almost guarantee that this is going to be an HD Wii. That's comparable to the 360. That's going to be backwards compatible. It's going to have a controller with a touchscreen on it, and people will be able to, like, when they make 360 and PS3 games, they will be able to port this over to this platform without any problems.
Yeah, because I remember when I only had a Wii, I went to the store once and I was like, "Hey, I only have a Wii and I wanted to play Little Big Planet." And I was like, "Do you have a is a Wii have a version of Little Big Planet that and then basically the guy behind the counter started laughing at me. He was like, "I hate to break it to you, buddy, but the Wii is not nearly powerful enough to play a game like Little Big Planet." So I would definitely like to see a game something like with on the same level as the Xbox 360 and the PS3 that has you know the ways of the Wii.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure it's going to be backwards compatible, but I think the like new games won't be using this motion controller.
Yeah.
Okay. But as I said, it's literally about we're going to see what all this is about in literally about 12 hours. So
but I think I'm looking forward to kind of worried about is the new Zelda, because I'm pretty sure they're going to have a big blowout on a Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
I just want to know what Nintendo is doing with the Zelda franchise.
But look at the list of games that are listed for Nintendo. Animal Crossing 3DS, Kid Icarus, Mario Kart, Paper Mario, Star Fox, Super Mario, Legend of Zelda. I mean, those are basically the same franchises that they've been dishing out for 10 years.
That's nothing new. Like, I don't think people expect new IPs from Nintendo anymore.
I mean, no. Yeah, I understand, but wouldn't it be nice if they did?
Oh, you think they'll show Pikmin 3?
Pikmin 3?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Hope so.
But is this it? Hey, maybe they'll show the Wii Vitality Sensor.
Oh, I guess if they do show Pikmin 3, it's no way it's coming out for the Wii.
Look, I just think it would be great if they could make a new game that doesn't, that's like original. You know, it'd just something nice. Brand new.
I mean, they can do it. They've done it before.
Yeah, it's like, it's what brings out these great franchises. Like, I mean, if somebody had to have at the very start been like, hey, I had this idea for this kid who has a little fairy that follows him around and always says, listen! And he actually has a sword called the Master Sword. I mean, if somebody didn't take a chance on that, we wouldn't have that great Zelda franchise. So, I mean...
Well, that's a whole other conversation. I mean, that was a Nintendo game.
Okay, but guys, final grades on what we saw. I'm going to give a pass on Microsoft since I didn't see it. What about you, Rich?
Mass Effect A+. That's pretty much all I'm going to say.
Yeah, well, yeah, like, really nothing from the Microsoft thing interested me except for Mass Effect, which we all knew existed. I don't have a PlayStation 3, so I can't comment on it.
Yeah.
I would say
I was surprised by Halo 4. I will congratulate Microsoft for not spoiling that for me, because all I had ever heard were like 12-year-old kids on Xbox Live saying, oh my gosh, I heard that they're going to be making a Halo 4. But it's like but that's basically from they're getting from backwash blogs on, I don't know, Tumblr. So
almost every E3 is the same for me. Like, I really have no opinion on the other ones except for Nintendo.
You know, let's see here. I always have an opinion because, let's see here. Microsoft, I can't say anything, didn't see it. Same thing with EA, except I did see a few. What I did see, I was like that Overstrike. That was awesome. That looked like an awesome game. Was that Ubisoft? Actually, was that Ubisoft? I can't remember. But yeah, Overstrike looks like an awesome game. Just because it's a brand new IP and it looks awesome. So definitely worth checking out, you know?
New IPs are always good.
Oh, yeah. Let's see here. Ubisoft, honestly, even with their usual casual stuff, like their fitness and Just Dance and all that stuff, they still knocked it out of the park with... Considering they had Ghost Recon and Ghost Recon and I'm kind of falling asleep. So, but yeah, they knocked it. They did pretty good this year.
Here's another game that my friend's really interested in, the Eve crossover game.
Oh yeah, Dirt.
Dust.
Dust.
That it's a FPS team-based shooter that actually interacts with the Eve MMO, which is crazy.
Because Eve is Eve Online, anal retentive the game.
Yeah, it's like you play this FPS. It's kind of like, I imagine it's like Team Fortress kind of, but stuff you do in that game will affect the Eve universe and vice versa. So, my friend was like freaking out, like, oh my god. Ah.
Yeah, I tried Eve.
Oh yeah, I think Eve is impossible to get into.
It is, the learning curve is less of a curve and more of a sharp cliff.
Yep.
Going vertical for.
Yeah, so our schedule for this miles. E3 stuff, we're going to do a big E3 show at the end of it. Hopefully is Ash at E3 this year?
I think he was at parts of it.
How I envy him.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. I'll tweet. He's been tweeting about it. I know that.
So if we can, we'll have him on there. He was on our last year thing. He had a lot of insider information, and we'll probably get Kevin back because he's been on all of our E3 podcasts. And
I haven't seen the rest of the gang. It's pretty much every time I'm on nowadays, it's just me and you guys. So it'd be nice to see Ash again.
Yep. So this mini cast has probably been about an hour.
So
we'll see you guys at the end of E3.
All right.
See ya. Bye.
See you.
It's late.